Confession is hard, but it's always best. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. I've just read two books with a lot in common. Both are about men committed to conservative politics who achieved political influence before falling big when the lure of power led them to compromise. What makes Tim Gagline's story different and refreshing is that he confessed his sin. No excuses, no hiding, no hedging. While writing a regular column in a small Indiana newspaper, Tim, who was deputy director of the White House Office of Public Liaison, plagiarized. Tim's White House career was over, but his open confession led to redemption in both relationships and reputation. In fact, the first time I met him, Tim told me the whole story, humbly and honestly. If we desire a moral reformation in society, we must allow for, encourage, and practice confession. And I'm thankful for Tim Gagline's example. Come to thepointradio.org to learn more about Tim's book, The Man in the Middle, and to hear a special podcast with Tim and Chuck Colson. I'm John Stone Street.